Welcome back, everybody. It's Victory Day here in Wisconsin and across America. Democrats and liberals posting up big wins here in the state of Wisconsin and absolutely historic game-shifting proportions in the two Florida House special elections. Each of those, formerly Matt Gaetz's congressional district, as well as now National Security Advisor Signalgate O'Toole and Gmail user for National Security Secrets, Mike Walls, each of those districts sliding 15-ish some percentage points in the Democrats' favor. Good news all around. Plus a big Brewers victory yesterday. Brewers squeaking went out in extra innings today. Bucks won yesterday. Again, good news all around. What were your reactions? What do you have to say? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from La Crosse, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mark. Hi.
Hi. Love your show. Love your fight, your knowledge. Have you ever heard of the group REO Speedwagon?
Oh, yeah. Big REO fan.
Then you've heard of Golden Country.
Golden Country. Are you going to sing a few bars?
No. I think it would be a great anthem for your show. It's quite long. That's probably why you might not have heard of it, because it's too long for radio. I'd like you to listen to it, though, sometime. And I think it'd be great for the beginning or end of your show or anywhere else on the left-wing side of things. It's 40 years ahead of its time.
I love it. Thanks so much, Mark. I can guarantee you Calvin is furiously Googling Golden Country by REO Speedwagon, which was recorded in 1972. I myself Googled it. I will check out those lyrics as well. I'm always looking for great tunes. Y'all know I really love me some music. Brian from Milwaukee, happy Victory Day. What do you have to say, my friend?
Yeah, I can't be any happier. Just one, I guess, comment about the whole proposition question. I know a lot of my friends, I voted no, but I know a lot of family and friends did vote yes. And a lot of them said, well, we've read the question numerous times, and yeah, we do think that IDs should be present because we want to protect our security in case someone tries to steal our identity or yada, yada. My big concern is now that this went from an actual law that's already in existence since 2011,
right,
and is now part of the state constitution, how can that be used against us? Because I told them, I'm like, you don't understand that the Republicans are in control of the state, and they're going to twist this every which way they can to dock voters. Oh, but it's not that hard to get an ID. Anyone can get an ID. No, you just made it harder.
Yeah, the reasoning here, Brian, is pretty basic. It will make it virtually impossible to ever undo or regulate or try to ease the burdens of Wisconsin's already in existence voter ID requirement that dates back to 2010, 2011. I think Brian got it right. So that it can never, ever, ever be undone. Remember when voter ID started to first become a thing, of course, we were one of the first petri dishes. We saw participation by folks with disabilities, older folks, students, and Black and brown folks decrease immediately. That was always the intent. If you have any doubt about that, I encourage you to listen to my friend and colleague, partner in broadcasting here on Civic Media, Todd Alba, who has the Fine program that precedes this one from noon to two every day. Todd was a member of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He was around back in 2010, 2011, when Wisconsin adopted voter ID. He was in the private Republican caucus meeting where they celebrated that victory, where they talked about what impact it was going to have. And what he heard and what he has talked about publicly is that Republicans back then explicitly said in those private meetings that Todd was in that, hey, we're going to have fewer Black and brown folks voting. We're going to have fewer young people voting, fewer disabled people voting. Hooray for us. And that's when Todd decided to leave the Wisconsin and the Republican Party. He's not a Democrat. He'll tell you, I'm not a Democrat. But he cannot, in good conscience, call himself a Republican anymore. Todd, my friend, if I have gotten any of your story, which is your story, wrong, please accept my sincerest apologies. But do tune into Todd's show. He talks about that frequently. Voter ID has never been about securing elections. Ever, ever, ever. It has always been about voter suppression. It's not a fight I want to have anymore, but the reason they put it in the Constitution is to make sure it never, ever, ever, ever goes away. Roger from Stevens Point with a fun text here to close out this afternoon reminds me that 55 years ago today, April 2nd in 1970, the formal papers were signed for the new ownership group led by Bud Selig for the bankrupt Seattle Pilots to move to Milwaukee and become the Brewers. Roger, thank you for helping me end today's show on a very positive note. As an enormous Brewer fan, great to see them here. So glad that Seattle lost the Pilots. We'll take them. The Brewers back in action, chalking up the second win in a row and extra innings this afternoon. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got a really special interview on Friday. You're not going to want to miss that show. I've got the chief operating officer of the Milwaukee Brewers, a lady by the name of Marty Ronsky. She's going to join me at the top of the show on Friday. We're going to talk about this next season that has started here for the Brewers. And here's the other thing. Ms. Ronsky is the first woman to ever hold this position for any Major League Baseball team in the history of the Major Leagues. Cannot wait to talk with Marty Ronsky on Friday at 2 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Trump's terror tariff taxes and how he's going to rob you blind with an economist for the Center on Budget and Policy. Have a great afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.